I'm Brandon Isle with BYU Idaho Radio, and these are your local news headlines for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. Prosecutors in the case against Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow Daybell say they want to make sure Lori and her former lawyer, Mark Means, can't comment publicly on the case. Last week, Judge Stephen Boyce disqualified Means as Lori's attorney. In a new motion on December 29th, East Idaho News reports the prosecutors in the case, Rob Wood and Lindsay Blake, asked Boyce to prohibit public comments and dissemination of discovery information. In the motion, prosecutors wrote, "There is an ongoing concern that privileged information and documents could be disclosed to third parties and/or the public. Former counsel Mark Means, without discussion with co-counsel Jim Archibald, filed motions publicly discussing confidential information related to Lori Vallow." The judge will hear the motion on Wednesday afternoon. Chad and Lori are accused in the deaths of Chad's first wife, Tammy Daybell, and Lori's children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. A trial is set for January 2023, though Lori was ruled incompetent to stand trial and is committed to the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare for treatment. A bus full of students was involved in a crash with an SUV this morning. East Idaho News reports the crash happened around 8 this morning at University Boulevard and 12th West. Nobody was seriously injured in the crash, but some of the students had some minor injuries, none that required going to the hospital, though. The bus is still drivable, according to the district. The crash is still under investigation, and despite being drivable, the bus was still damaged and the SUV had to be towed from the scene. A new political group has formed in Idaho with the goal of getting Idahoans to look a little closer at their local legislators. The Take Back Idaho Political Action Committee formed last month, and its board of directors include some names you might recognize, like former Idaho Supreme Court Justice Jim Jones, former Idaho Speaker of the House Bruce Newcomb, former Idaho Secretary of the State Ben Isursa, and former Idaho Senate Pro Tem Bob Geddes. The president of the committee, Jennifer Ellis, who is a rancher from Blackfoot, told us as the Idaho Freedom Foundation has gained power in Idaho, she and these other Idahoans wanted to do something to counter the rhetoric.
We just really hope to give people an alternative message that has been missing in this state. So basically, the Freedom Foundation has controlled the narrative and the airways for quite a while on the Republican side of messaging. And so we just want to give people some information to put in their heads as they go into the primaries, to start and look from the top down of what this looks like, rather than just voting for an R and thinking that all R's are probably the same. They're not. There are huge differences.
The Idaho Freedom Foundation says it exists to advance conservative principles like limited government, free markets, and self-reliance. Ellis says they've made it increasingly difficult for legislators to vote the way they believe they should.
And we've got to get back to where we can have good hearings, that both sides are represented, and that there hasn't already been a hammer leveraged by the Freedom Foundation of saying, you're going to vote this way, or we're going to run somebody against you. You're going to be called a rhino. You're going to be called a socialist. I mean, there's no elected Republicans in this state that are socialist rhinos.
We've reached out to the Idaho Freedom Foundation, but have not heard back yet. They have a policy of not responding to media inquiries. You can learn more about the Idaho Freedom Foundation at idahofreedom.org. You can learn more about Take Back Idaho at takebackidaho.com. And you can listen to my full interview with Jennifer Ellis on our podcast feed, just like BYU Idaho Radio. Local high school students in Pocatello looking for extra help to pay for college have a new opportunity. Pocatello Mayor Brian Blad is starting Pocatello's Promise of Tomorrow Mayoral Scholarship. The third year for Pocatello's Promise of Tomorrow Mayoral Scholarship kicks off today. Mayor Blad is encouraging the class of 2022 high school graduating seniors to apply for one of the two-year scholarships totaling $2,000. To be eligible, applicants must be high school seniors within the Pocatello-Chubbuck School District 25 boundaries. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. I'm Brandon Isle. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.